Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to the Scott Lumley Show. Here today with what I would consider an American hero, and a lot of other folks would too. He's also the founder of Heroes Vodka. So from American hero to American entrepreneur, a very interesting story. He's going to actually be on my TV show tomorrow, folks, so make sure you tune in to the TV show tomorrow. Mr. McVeigh, thank you for being here today.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Now we started drinking, though, so this one might go a little bit different than the last one.
You're definitely a little more relaxed. Yeah, we decided that we'd go ahead and pour a little vodka in, a little Sprite. Just I had to taste it. You know, I had to make sure it was good.
Exactly.
I decided it's very good. You know, my drink of choice has always been Tito's vodka until I have found out about your vodka from a good friend of yours, Jeremy, and when we were in Talladega here 2 or 3 months
ago. He's my best customer, I think, in Nashville.
Well, I know that day. He sure was.
And I
think I wasn't far behind him on that particular day. I mean, what's better than a vodka drink at Talladega? I can't think of anything that's funner.
Yeah, he sent me some pictures of that.
Yeah, it was a fun day. It was incredible. You know, I'd never been on the racetrack before. But listen, this is about you, not me. So let's get into your story because, you know, a lot of people on this radio show are probably just hearing about Heroes Vodka. But your personal life story is, like, so intriguing. And you'll kind of – let's start from the beginning. You know, tell me what was right out of high school or if you even finished high school.
Like I say, the name of the brand is Heroes. And like you say, you call me a hero. I don't consider myself a hero. I consider myself an inspiration to others, so hopefully my story inspires people. But the two people that did inspire this brand are heroes to me. They gave their life for this country and for their community. And after high school, I went to the Marine Corps and was chosen to be a Marine Guard, a Presidential Honor Guard for President George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States. And two other Marines there, Richard Gaston and Thomas Rabjohn, were like brothers to me. They both became, my friend became an Indiana State Trooper and he was killed in the line of duty. His daughter was just 6 months old. And then my other friend went back into the military, served in Iraq, but unfortunately was killed in action in Afghanistan in the War on Terror. He had three daughters. And, you know, it was just going through those emotions, thinking about my friends. I mean, I go back, and now I see all the great times we had, but I just miss them a lot. And one day I was just thinking about them, and I just kept seeing these commercials basically giving us lip service like they cared about us or they're portraying us as we're all something wrong with us. And I'm like, that's not the case. There's over 3 million veteran-owned businesses out there. And it was an alcohol company, especially. You had to send in a bottle cap before they'd give something back, and they was all supporting the red, white, and blue. And I'm like, well, we should have our own brand that's truly veteran-owned that we give back. And that's what I started studying about, how to do that, because I was inspired by, like I told you earlier on the TV show, about Sidney Frank when he created Grey Goose, where he bet the American people so pretentious that they'd buy a bottle of vodka. It could cost 15 more than the top vodka at the time. But I'm betting the American people were more patriotic, and they want to support American-made product that's owned by a U.S. veteran that gives back with every purchase. And to date, we've won 6 gold medals, 4 silver medals. We're in 16 states, getting ready to go into 10 more. They have this vodka now at the new Freedom Tower, the World Observatory, and I can't tell you what a feeling it was to go and stand in that building, which started a chain reaction to all the events that we deal with today, and to raise a glass to my friends and all those that's given our lives to have the freedom we had. It's just an honor to me to do this.
You know, I catch myself listening to you, and a lot of times I'm speechless and I can't even come to the next question, and that's rare for me. I'm always talking. So, because the story is just so heartfelt, and I can see the passion in your eyes that it's not just some bullshit story that you've come up with. That's something that you've lived, you've experienced. You know, I see your eyes tear up. Other folks can't do that here. I see your eyes tear up, but when you think about your comrades and your friends and brothers, as you'd like to call them, and the closest thing, you know, I can't. It's hard for a guy like me to sit here and talk about these things with you because, you know, the closest thing I can talk to about brotherhood was a baseball team, and how trivial is that compared to somebody that's putting their life on the line mm-hmm. every single day for our freedom.
Right.
So I can go play softball on Wednesdays yeah. and Thursdays nights. You know, I think so many people, they get caught up, and you were just talking about this as well, they get caught up in the gimmicks
mm-hmm.
that they forget the reality behind it. You know, I'm
right.
so busy playing softball on Wednesday nights, I'm not thinking about, and it's sad that I'm mm-hmm. not, but I don't think about this stuff because, you know, I'm enjoying the freedom that you provided for us. And
yeah.
and I think a lot of Americans do that, and we take it for granted, not considering the fact that there are people that are dying every day
yeah.
overseas for our country and for our freedoms that we currently endure. We've seen so much fake media in the past year,
right? Yeah,
2 years, really.
Yeah,
and so
or longer,
you know. And then I have a friend of mine I play softball with that just got back from Israel and went over to Iraq and some other places, and say it's nothing like that.
Was being told.
Yeah, it's nothing like it. What was being portrayed, but people are still dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's inspiring to me to look at you and see that you truly have a product that you're doing with passion, that you
mm-hmm.
truly are giving back without the gimmicks, without the bullshit going behind. It's just real stuff.
Right, yeah. And trust me, I want to be successful. I want to make money for my family. But the difference is my family are veterans. That's what I'm giving it back for. They can't be here, so the percentage I've given back is going in memory of my two friends and all the other people, because no one builds a company by themselves. You know, you got to have people around you, a strong team that believes in you. But so often in life now, we see things in sound bites. We just see fragments. We don't know what the whole picture is. And sometimes we need to sit back and think about that, because we do take so many things in life for granted, especially our freedom. But also we take our children for granted. We take our wives and our husbands for granted sometimes. If you had it all over to do again and you were going to die tomorrow, how would you live your life today? Me, I want to live my life honoring my friends and my family and taking the time, like when I'm starting a business, is to create something that outlive me. Like I talked about, it's honor, courage, and commitment. I want to create something that honors not only myself and my beliefs, but honors my friends and all those that's given their life for this country, and honor their courage. But also, it makes me have the courage to step outside my comfort zone and get out of bed and start a vodka company when I'm going up against the biggest spirit houses in the world, but also to commit myself to something greater than myself, because this is not an easy job. I mean,
the sacrifices, you know, as I've talked to you previously in the kind of warm up to the radio show,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were talking about sacrifices. You know, I think a lot of people, they get out of bed and they say, I'm going to go start a company. I'm going to go start yeah. a business. You know, I'm going to get involved in this. And, you know,
right.
you know, I've had my wife tell stories about people that come to her. They won't come to me because they have to pay me.
But yeah.
I've had her, they'll go to her and tell her a story about a nail salon they opened up, and they don't even understand they have to pay, you know, sales tax. And they just don't understand they have to have a business license.
And
they don't understand the accounting or in the sacrifices. You don't understand that there's times that you look up at your checking account and it's zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to drive. And I think you experienced this. You have to go back from a new car to a beat-up car. And
yeah, an 85 Honda, 350,000 miles on it, leaked oil. But, you know, the car wasn't important to me. It got me where I needed to get to do my mission, and that was a difference. You know, I wanted it. But my friends gave their life for this country. You know, my job's hard, and there's sacrifice to it, but nothing to the sacrifice of that. And that's what motivates me each and every day to go do that. If I can do that, I can do this. And right now, as we sit here, I mean, there's people serving all across the world protecting our freedoms. You know, there's probably a patrol going out right now to Afghanistan while we're sitting here in these chairs, going out, you know, trying to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy. And that's the job as a Marine, and they keep us safe. And you've noticed we've not really had anything bad happen like we have in all these other countries, but, you know, you have to do it every single day, and it's not always seems like it's the right thing that's going on, but we don't see the whole picture. But the president gets a daily briefing every day. If we saw what was in that, sometimes it'd make our skin crawl. But I'm very confident now with, if you've looked at this administration, there's Marines in every top job there is, and I've served with General Mattis, General Dunsford, and I'm very, very confident in their abilities. I never have trust a politician 100%, but these men, I trust that they have the best interest in the national security of the United States. And I'm just the guy out here starting a company that wants to honor the men and women that have to go over and fight these wars and keep us free.
Do you feel like there should be more veterans in our governmental institution?
There should be, because these people are making laws and different things. They don't even live under the same health care that we do, which anything needs to stop. And also, there need to be term limits. I mean, in the military, you can only serve for a certain period of time, and then you got to retire. Same way for our Supreme Courts, it should be that way. But I'm starting to think we're getting ready to launch into Washington, D.C., and I give back to AMVETS, American Veterans, which is chartered by Congress. We're going to be working with them and the Student Veterans of America, which just now passed the GI Bill for Life, which is a great opportunity for veterans to get an education. But through the money, whatever we sell in D.C. goes back to veterans, so we're going to use that money to help veterans transition back into civilian life, but also have a big program that helps them learn how to run for office and to be leaders. That we, well, not really leaders, elected officials. Sometimes we call them our leaders, but actually they're supposed to be doing what we tell them to do, and a lot of times they don't do that.
No, that I do believe, I do feel that a lot of them have their own personal agendas. And, you know, the other thing you're talking about, the Supreme Court, you know, I often tease about our federal judges and so forth, yeah, and say they're not appointed, they're anointed.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because once they're in those positions, they're anointed for life. They're there,
right,
until they decide they want to leave, and I agree that they need to be terms. Because there's no, you know, let's be honest about it, there's nothing that you can do in life that you don't eventually get burnt out on.
Mm-hmm.
And become, you know, I mean, it's, I don't care if you're playing baseball or in a business, you're going to hit spots where you burn out, and you have to find ways to uplift yourself. You have to find ways to, and being in that ultimate, I mean, they're as close to a God as you could possibly get,
right,
in our world and our reality.
Mm-hmm.
So they make those types of decisions on a day-to-day basis. There's no way they could continue to do that for a lifetime and do it without coming, eventually hitting a crossroad where they become just a little bit cynical.
And some of them be sick and they won't retire just because they don't agree with that administration. So they'll just try to hold on for years and years and years. And that's what's happened over the past, I don't know how long, like that.
Well, and you know, and here's the other thing too, is I have this philosophy about business that, I've seen in sports and athletics, I relate everything to sports and athletics. And the reason why I do that is because I just think there's such a commonality between those things in business. And that's how you start off as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I usually relate the two, and what I often see is you know, coaches that are coaching baseball that have never played baseball.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, okay, and I've seen some good coaches that never played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They studied the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've often thought, well, wait a minute, why isn't Michael Jordan coaching basketball? I mean, this is the greatest ball player of all time.
Yeah.
So why don't we have veterans inside of our leadership capacity? Why is that not the case? Listen, folks, this is Scott Lumley's show here with Travis McVeigh. We'll be right back in just 1 second.
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young. So it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, I'm leaving. And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus in a luggage rack. I think the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off in the bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. My mind was always generated to entrepreneur-type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old, but the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse, courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on a dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success, really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Radio Show, here with Mr. Travis McVeigh. He is the president and CEO of Heroes Vodka. Incredibly interesting person. His story just blows my mind from actually his teenage years to today. You know, from triumph to tragedy, from triumph to tragedy, and now back to triumph again, which is always interesting to me. You know, the influencers in business just really don't interest me. I know that sounds funny to say it that way. I actually think you'll ultimately be an influencer as this product continues to grow, but those guys don't interest me, and I'll tell you why, because most of them have not hit tragedy.
Right,
not real tragedy, not watching their friends be taken away early in life, or even their livelihoods be taken away.
Right.
So those guys don't interest me. Guys like you interest me. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the stories. You know, tell me some of the stories from when you were, you know, guarding the president. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like it's almost like a dream sometimes, especially when you're first there. I mean, when I first got off the plane there, it was late night in October, but your first year is very strict. I mean, they're not very nice to you at first, your instructors that teach you, because the discipline it takes to learn. I mean, if you saw recently the Marine on Marine One, whose cover comes off and the president comes over to put that on.
I actually did see that, yeah.
And he followed every protocol. He's not supposed to salute without his cover. He's not supposed to move certain things. So people were criticizing the president comes up. But the only thing, I'm sure he got a memo after that. What he should have known is when I was there, even though we weren't part of HMN1, that's the people that fly on the helicopter, Marine guards or stationed around different parts of the White House and at Camp David. But we always put double-sided tape on top of our cover.
So it
didn't blow off, or it comes off, or someone come up and knock it. Or, I mean, we got shit on by pigeons a lot, but they say that's good luck. So that's not sitting there and a bunch of bird crap falls on you. And I seen one Marine throw up because he got sick out there. He didn't move. He just had puke all over his uniform. But we're there mostly for intimidation. When you think about all the foreign leaders that come there, you have to be 6 foot tall. You have to have a certain look. You have to have a certain marksmanship. They go through your schooling, follow you, and they're always testing you on your discipline, because it also reflects back into boot camp, and that's preparing you for war, because war is hell. Anything can go through hell. I mean, everybody has to, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. But the discipline I learned in the Marines there, and just standing there seeing Gorbachev or the Queen of England, and you're 19 years old from a small town in Indiana, and you're just feeling part of history. And that's before the world went to shit. You know, you're thinking pre-9/11, and then the Gulf War breaks out. And then that didn't last very long. The president did his job, got us out of there, and everybody loved the military at the time, and it kind of lasted for a little while. Then 9/11 happened. But just being in D.C. at that time to see, I mean, Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense. Colin Powell was the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. My colonel at Marine Barracks was Colonel Pace. He became the first Marine Joint Chiefs, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs later on, which was the first Marine to do that. So just so many parts of history that I've seen. And to be at Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. was founded in 1805 by President Thomas Jefferson. And the building there where the Commandant lives is the oldest building in Washington, D.C. that someone's lived in the entire time. It was the only building that the British didn't burn during the War of 1812, during the invasion, when Dolly Madison was taking President Washington's paintings out of there. But they say it was out of respect for the Marines, because the American Marines were founded off the British Marines. But more than likely it was a very nice house, and the colonel there wanted a nice house for his headquarters there. But it's 2.5 miles from the Capitol there. There's just so much history there. And Bob Hope, we did his, he got the Medal of Freedom there when I was there. I've seen, met just so many different people. But to be there and you'll see Colin Powell then, and as Dan Quayle was the vice president. I go back and look at pictures of him now. He looks so young because he's probably the same age I am now when I was 20 there. So, and then President Bush was just, I mean, his background, World War II hero, director of the CIA. I was shot down in World War II, Distinguished Flying Cross, and he's just an amazing man. He was shot down in the Pacific, and a submarine picked him up. They couldn't take him back for about 30 days, but you have to think, he was 19 years old. He wasn't the president of the United States, so he's on this small sub. You're not, until we find a place to go, you're not getting off because the Japanese were out looking for the stuff. And he said that was one of the most terrifying things, being on that little bitty submarine. Now, these aren't like the movies Hunt for Red October, the big subs. These were the small ones back then. And if you ever go to New York at the USS Intrepid, there's a submarine there. Go down in that, and you'll see how they lived back then with that.
I mean, I'm almost speechless sitting here listening to this. I'm being honest with you. You're right. To be able to witness that type of stuff at a young age, and then, of course, ultimately moving into war as you did.
Yeah.
I mean, what an incredible story to sit here and listen to. And now we'll get into the other segments here, we'll talk about your American entrepreneurship,
right,
that you've turned this into. It's interesting to hear it. So you've seen Gorbachev, you've seen
Yeltsin.
Wow.
So the change there, and I've seen, you know, basically the fall of the Cold War at that time when I was there, you know, because you remember when the wall came down, and just to see all that, and see the Queen of England come over, and I know her history, and then just of all the different the places when you're at Washington, D.C., the history, it's there, because I had a book there called The Day Lincoln Was Shot. So I read that book, and I walked around the city that day and went to all the places that was there and go into Ford's Theater. You can still see the terror in the flag, the bloodstains across the street, because he really didn't have security like we have now. Anybody could walk into the White House back then. And when I was there, you could still drive in front of the White House. Now, you can't do that. You know, it's very, very hard. I mean, even the administration before this really didn't allow too many tours into the White House. And now they're opening up a little bit more, but I understand the security concerns. And then Camp David's its own fortress there, but it's just the history it's been there, you know, is just amazing to see.
So once you left the president, what then?
I became a section leader for a weapons company, 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines, which they call America's Battalion. We just trained for war. Luckily, like I say, I didn't have to go. I was one of those Marines that's trained for war, and you still have a little bit of guilt for that and everything, but it wasn't my time. It wasn't my purpose. My purpose was to have a clear mind and clear body to hopefully help the other warriors that are suffering from some of the things they deal with war. And I have a couple of good friends, my friends Stephen Cochran and Jeremy, you know, they both have some issues with that and the stuff that they have done. And, you know, they love hanging out with me. I love hanging out with them. And we've become great friends. And I get to be kind of like their couch counselor, I guess you'd call sometimes. It's not always easy being their friends, by the way, either for veterans. But as you see, so many veterans are taking their lives today just because they don't feel that purpose or someone cares about them today. And that's the best thing you can do. Just don't thank someone for their service. Go up there and get to know them for a minute. If you just see them for a second, say thank you for your sacrifice. That's better than your service. So,
well, you know, everybody, I don't care what level. You know, I had done a show last week, and I said an entrepreneur doesn't need a pep rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that that's true. But everybody needs a pat on the back for something. Because if without that, I mean, you know, the money is really irrelevant in business in my world. And of course, I can't even describe. I mean, I don't even know how to describe a war. I'm going to call them all war heroes. Anybody goes over and comes back as a hero to me. And especially people that go over there and don't come back, they're more of a hero.
Yeah.
Those are the real heroes. So, you know, it's hard for me to even describe that in entrepreneurship in the same sense. Mm-hmm. But I wanted the listeners to hear your story because it's fascinating what you've been through to get to the point to where, you know, you now have this Heroes Vodka and distribution, and you're basically doing guerrilla marketing right now to get this thing off the ground. So the sacrifices that you've made, we'll get into the next segment, talk about some of that stuff. But it's incredibly inspiring as an entrepreneur to hear this story. And I want to thank you for the sacrifices that you and your brothers have made for our country. And I think a lot of other folks need to do the same thing by supporting your product.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Like I say, this is not just my product. It's the American people's product, in my opinion, especially the veterans' product. They have a choice to go out there. And when you make money, when you become, money just amplifies what you already were. You know, if you're a good person and you become rich, you're still going to be a good person, especially when you're older. And if I'd have done this at 21 or 22, it would have been a different story, but
luckily, you'd probably drunk yourself today.
Like most
people do.
So it's like now, because a lot of times I go out, people, especially in bars, they'll try to impress me and give me like a double or something. And because I got one night, usually I have my four drinks as tops, but they'd put doubles in there. And I was like, look, you know, just give me. So now I start two drinks, and I call the Batman Martini. I put a Sprite in, just Sprite, and then vodka and a lime in it, and there's no alcohol in it.
Oh, wow.
Parties, you got to do that sometimes.
Well, yeah, you do, that's for sure. Well, this is the Scott Lumley Show here with Travis McVeigh. Incredible story, folks. We'll be right back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Service. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. Here with Travis McVeigh, Heroes Vodka, giving back to our veterans, an incredible product. Yeah, you know, Travis, tell me a little about the product itself. Tell me how you started this company. You know, I know kind of got the inspiration behind it from earlier.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I started seeing all these liquor companies basically giving us lip service, I was like, why don't we have our own brand? And that's when I found that the vodka outsells all the other alcohol products combined. It's seasonless. It's genderless. And it's pretty affordable if you do it the right way. And thank God now I know how much vodka costs to be made, and what people are being charged on some things to me is way, way too much. But there is a lot of vodkas out there, because I know when I go out to the first thing, they're like, oh, man, another vodka. I'm like, just give me 2 minutes. If you don't like it, I'll leave, because I want people to carry this, that support it. I don't want them to just throw it on the shelf, because then it turns into another vodka. It doesn't do me no good. It does the store no good or anybody. But what if they could see our label, if they go to the website, www.heroesvodka.com, they'll see a lot of our story and the label. But the label on the front of the bottle, it has veteran owned on every single bottle, because to me, without the American veteran, they wouldn't be the American dream. We're certified by the National Veteran Owned Business Association, and also we're part of the Buy Veteran movement. I didn't show you that earlier, but if you look on the side of the bottle, you go to buyveteran.com, you type in your zip code, it shows you all the locally veteran owned businesses in your neighborhood. And we're hoping to grow that, because a lot of people think that veterans were all in need or there's something wrong with us. But like I said before, there's over 3 million veteran-owned businesses out there. And I'm not asking for a handout. I'm just asking you to support my product and my business. And this product has won 6 gold medals, 4 silver medals. And yeah, I'll compare it up to Grey Goose, Tito's, Kettle One, and all the other brands. But you figure this bottle right here is $19.99 in Nashville. Tito's is probably $29.99 or more. Grey Goose is even more than that, and so is Kettle One.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've had them all, and yours is just as good.
Right.
So you know, I had to become a vodka drinker because whiskey was about to kill me. So I love to sip on whiskeys and of course cognacs and things like that. And I couldn't do it no more.
Yeah.
It just 2 sips of it would make me sick. So yeah, I had to move to something that I felt like was gluten free. You kind of corrected me on the gluten free thing, but I had to move to something that was gluten free. And I recently went to Tito's, and now that I've had yours, the taste is incredible. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually tasting it right now, folks, FYI.
It's very good.
And then you find out what the cause behind it, and it even inspires you more to, if you're going to have a drink, and you know, I always like to have a drink, and if you're responsible about it, I've always been a social drinker. I've never been a drinker. But if you're going to be a social drinker, why not do something that is truly giving back to folks? You know, folks, this guy isn't giving back 1 or 2%. I mean, you're giving back a heavy portion of what you bring in revenues.
Yeah, because like I said, my 2 friends can't be here today. That's kind of like I'm the partner, but also I want to make a true difference with it, show people that we are serious, because there's so many gimmicks out there that people saying they're giving back, and half the time they're not, or it's just they're not doing it the right way. So what I do this by state, too. So what we sell in Tennessee, that money comes back to Tennessee. What we sell in New York goes back to New York, and so on. And that's the way it should be. When my friend Thomas was killed, he lived in Arizona. My friend Richard lived in Indiana, and I've served in different states with people from all over the United States. And we should support the communities that support us, because that's what I want to see the difference come. And that's what makes my vodka different from any other ones, that we have a true mission, and that's why we were created. But also to put that name Heroes on there, I want to make sure I had the best product available. And me knowing on the inside now how much it costs to make, because you don't have to age this. It's not like whiskey, because people ask, why do you do a whiskey first? I said, because I don't got to age this. You know, I can make it today and sell it tomorrow. But with whiskey, good whiskey, you got to age for a while. And if you see right now, there's a whiskey shortage in a lot of places. You can't find a lot of the good whiskeys anymore for a little while. Like Buffalo Trace, their distillery where we make the vodka at, a lot of their whiskeys, every time I go to the liquor store, they're like, can you get us some? It's like, no, that's not what I do. I sell vodka. But hopefully one day we may do a whiskey. We're in talks about doing that sometime, and maybe you'll be able to drink that one.
I don't know if I hope so or not. I actually, be honest with you, you know, I've realized that I hate to say I'm a cheap drunk, but I actually enjoy the vodka more than I thought I would in the end. You know, it's something that it's pleasant to drink. It's clear. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, you don't have to feel like you're offending anybody. It looks like you're drinking a surprise.
Yeah, so. And you can mix it with anything, and that's the great thing about it. And
yeah, you were telling me about some of the mixes that you do. Tell me about a few of the mixes.
Well, one of the best ones, especially, what's an old, a very old one, talking about calories, a vodka club soda with a lime is 64 calories. A banana is 105 calories, by the way. But one of my favorite drinks is, we call it boot in your ass tea. From the Tommy Keith song, we'll put a boot in your ass. We call it from that. But it's basically sweet tea, lemonade, Hero's Vodka, and fresh mint. And it is really, really good.
Oh, wait a minute. I had that one the first time I met you, right? The
stuff
that was blue?
Yeah. No, that was Heroes in Blue. They're Heroes in Blue. I'm not sure. Somebody made that one. Everyone knows Blue Caraco, however you say that, and pineapple and something else in that. But we also have our Bloody Marys we call Proud Marys. And then I met this very old lady one time at the American Legion. Her husband was killed in World War II, and she still goes to the American Legion all the time, and she was drinking a dirty martini. And I told her, she says, I like my heroes dirty. I said, that's a T-shirt. And she said, well, I also like them extra dirty. I said, we can put that on the back for you. So, but she's just a sweet lady. But, yeah, we just have fun with the cocktails. And I was talking earlier, I like to do a cocktail book called 21 Cocktail Salute to Our Heroes, where we have a story about all the cocktails, like the Green Beret Martini we made up, because guys will not drink an Appletini. But if you call it a Green Beret Martini, they'll drink that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah.
So it's like
we can't look like sissies when we're drinking, right?
Yeah, because I drink cranberry sometimes when it looks pink, and some of us can't believe a Marine's drinking. I said, well, I'm a Marine, I can drink whatever the hell I want.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'd argue with a Marine. I'm actually looking at another Marine sitting over in front of me right now, and
yes.
you can look at him. I don't think I'd argue with him either. I listened to you talk, and actually I listened to him, mm-hmm. in the office every single day, and I've heard some of his stories, and I listened to your stories. There really is a brotherhood here, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there is. I mean, it's ingrained to us since our founding, and there's, of all the other branches there, even the other branches are a little bit jealous of that camaraderie, because one of my friends, Christopher Page, works in Wall Street there in New York as founder of the Army Week Association. He was wanting to do an Army birthday party at the New York Athletic Club. He was going to give the Heisman, actually sell my vodka there, which is a big honor for me. But he's like, I want you to, we're going to do a birthday party for the Army. So I was like, wow, man, I'm impressed. I didn't know you knew when your birthday was, because all the other branches don't. We know when our birthday is all the time. He got a big kick out of that. So we call him the token soldier when he goes out with us. He's like, this damn Marine Mafia, you guys are just, you know, we're trying to teach the Army, some of my guys, that camaraderie, that brotherhood, which they do have that. But it's more like in the Rangers or in the Green Berets, those smaller units, because we're the smallest branch out there. So, you know, especially in the infantry, there's only like 2% of the public that ever served in the infantry. I mean, that's lower than anything. And those are the guys that get the job done.
1% of the people are entrepreneurs. It's so parallel. It really is parallel. I'm sitting here listening to you talk about, you know, the tokens and the brotherhoods and the things, and, you know, and it really is a very similar thing to business. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is. It takes discipline, it takes compassion, it takes dedication, it takes time.
And strategy.
I mean, there's just so many elements. You know, some of my favorite, I've never been a book reader. I don't know why, I've just never been a book reader. But, you know, things like Art of War.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, and those type of books, you know, those have intrigued me, because mm-hmm. they're really just strategies. And in any business, if you're going to be a true entrepreneur, you have to have a strategy. But more importantly, you have to have a cause.
Right. Yeah. History. Study history. I mean, General Mattis is the biggest. There's an interview he recently did with this high school student in Washington. I want everyone to read that thing. I mean, this guy has it together. What he talks about can solve a lot of the problems we have with the wars we have. It's all about education. Because all these other countries, their women cannot vote. They're not educated. Their children are not going to schools. They're just hearing hate, hate, hate. And for all the crap we get here for being Americans, I mean, we still live in the greatest country I think there is. I've lived in other countries, served in other countries. I've been hungry. I've been scared. I've been, you know, tired. And a lot of people in this country has never been that. So they're not hungry. They're not tired. They don't realize what it takes. You know, they get go to McDonald's and grab a meal. If you're in South Korea or certain places like that, you can't do that. You got to go out and grow it your own, or hopefully someone will give it to you.
Wow. You know, we do have so many liberties here, and I think that we just absolutely forget about our liberties, and we take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just talked about earlier, and to hear this story is a reminder of what the liberties and freedom that we still mm-hmm. truly do have. And we can. And here's the other thing I've noticed over the last couple of years too. Man, when did everybody learn how to bitch so well?
And every Russian's a spy. Well,
I know it. I mean, it's like, good Lord, like folks.
Every Muslim's not a radical Muslim, so every Russian's not a spy either.
Yeah, yeah. And every American isn't out to hurt somebody else either.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're actually, I think we've been protectors for a lot of years, but we sure get a bad rap. So, but the more importantly is, goodness, I mean, all this complaining and all this silliness is just continues going on. It's nice to see someone like yourself that's actually bringing a quality to America, not only a quality, but a mission and a product that you're not asking for a handout. You're asking for people to support something that ultimately will support the people that make you safe every single day.
Yeah.
So that's really a cool strategy.
Well,
I think that's a great way to say it.
Yeah, and I want the not only the American people to have a product they can afford, but also the business, the bars and the stores that sell it to. I want them to make a profit too, so I have a fair price on it where they can offer a fair price. And hopefully people will quit buying the Grey Goose, the Tito's, the Smirnoff's, and come over and buy this, especially the non-American stuff. People complain all the time about jobs here in America. But every time they go, you look at what they got in their house, it's all made in China, it's all made everywhere else.
Well, because it's cheaper, and we're lazy as hell in America.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest about it. So, hey, it's cheaper. Why not buy that? We're lazy as hell.
Exactly.
We all know that's the truth. So, you know, and here's the other thing, too, is they got the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all these companies got the big bucks. They can market bigger, stronger than you can, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So you have to hit the grassroots. You have to. I know you have appointment after appointment in bars and meetings and all this stuff, and it's very difficult for you to hit the masses. So it's going to require the American people to step up and help you with this product, and I think it's deserving of it, deserving cause. This is Scott Lumley's show. We'll be right back, folks.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. Here with Travis McVeigh. This is a must-see TV show tomorrow, folks. Y'all have to go check out the Scott Lomba TV show tomorrow. I'm stuttering. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited about hanging out with this guy. You know, his stories are so interesting. It's such an honor to even sit beside him, much less have this conversation with him. You know, I think American people, you know, if they hear these stories and they're put out there more often to them, they might be quicker to react to things. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that it gets the publicity that it needs. I just don't think that it does. I know y'all get honored on occasion, like what you're fixing to talk about here in just a second, but I don't think there's enough of it. I think what you're doing is inspiring.
Thank you.
I think the American people, I know there's 40 million people that are listening to this broadcast right now. Folks, call your liquor stores, call your distribution centers, call your bars, call everybody. Put Heroes Vodka on the shelf.
That's what we need.
That's what we need. This is they're not asking for anything from you except for your support, then something that you're already doing. And they're going to allow you to do it at a cheaper price. So tell me about this thing you're invited to every year.
Well, every 4 years I get invited to the inauguration through my Give Back partnership with American Veterans and Vets, which was chartered by Congress. We do a lot of work with them. But I get the opportunity to go there and have breakfast with all the Medal of Honor recipients. Usually there's 40 to 50 Medal of Honor recipients there. And just to sit down and break bread with these men and to hear their stories and their brotherhood, because that's another brotherhood, too. They are a brotherhood. And I was watching, I forget Woody's last name, but he's... his MOS, he was a flamethrower. We don't have that MOS no more.
No, I hope not.
He was on a...
No, y'all can throw flames just from a little bit farther away.
Yes, yes. But he was fought on the Battle of Iwo Jima. He's the last living Medal of Honor recipient from that battle, and that was one of the most horrific battles there was. There was one place the Japanese would shoot the Marines either in the stomach or the throat, and their bodies were six high going through there. But he had a flamethrower. I forget how many Japanese he killed and took out. He was shot five times. Everyone in his unit was killed. But to meet this man now, he found a purpose later in life and a mission, and he goes around and helps Gold Star families and Blue Star families. And Gold Star families are families that's lost a loved one that's in the war, and they need to be honored for the loss of that. A mother and a father to lose a child in war is very, very hard. My friend's parents I've met, and it's, you know, it's hard to see that. But Woody has a handshake like, I wouldn't want to fight this guy still. Yeah. He's 90-some years old. But then I said, Kyle Carpenter, the young... Medal of Honor recipient from Mississippi, you know, took the grenade blast. He was there, and I got a picture of him where Woody's showing him how to shine his medal and fix his medal. It's just great seeing that next generation. They're smiling and laughing. And then one guy they called Dirty Doc, I don't remember his last name, because Dirty Doc just stuck out my mind.
Yeah, that was sticking my name.
Is he like Dirty Martinis? But we were out there on the dance floor, and he was dancing with this young, very attractive female captain Marine, and And she said, yeah, he's great, but his hands get a little out of control every once in a while.
So, he's earned it.
Yeah, so because he was a good guy, though. But we all had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, that would be an honor to meet any of those people. Of course, you know, I sit here speechless a lot of times listening to you talk because it's hard to compare. You know, when you listen to the comparison, mm-hmm. you know, although I think a lot of things do parallel, and our show is a lot about business. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's about business. But behind every business, there has to be a story.
Right, and that's what makes your business better. Like I say, I want everyone to win in my business. I want some. If I make money, I want you to make money. I want the customer to get a quality product for that. And another person, I forget when we meet there, because sometimes the media tries to show some of our allies in a bad light, but during this breakfast, we had the ambassador to Afghanistan speak there, a young man. You imagine being the ambassador to Afghanistan and to D.C., his family, the risk that he survives from the Taliban, probably hunting him down, wanting to kill him all the time. And he invited everyone there to come to the embassy anytime we wanted to have dinner with his family. He thanked us and showed us all the progress the schools have been made and how children can go to school and women can have rights. And I said, you don't see a lot of this stuff on TV. You just see the bad stuff. He said, but I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, your sacrifices are, you know, that we honor and we do thank you for helping our country. And that's what it's about. Sometimes we just see the bad parts. Oh, we shouldn't be over there.
Well, that's all you see is the bad parts.
We're not over there.
Yeah, we don't hear those stories here.
No. And we can't just isolate ourselves. I know, yes, America first, when we're making deals and everything, we should have our interests just like that country has their interests. I'm sure they're first, but let's compromise. When they say the word first, they think it's all us. But no, what they're saying is, let's come like a business meeting. It's going to be fair for both of us. We can't get everything we want.
No, there's no business deal going to work if there's a loser and a winner.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just not. Business deals are made when everybody's winning. True business deals are made when everybody's winning. Now, sometimes I don't win as much as I'd like to.
Right.
And sometimes I win more than I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there has to be a mutual agreement inside a deal like that. And it's no different. You know, we have to be able to walk beside each other, not in front or behind.
Right, yeah. And like I said, my business, like we was talking about earlier, I never want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to surround myself with people that are smarter than me. Small elite teams that are highly motivated can get a lot done. That's how our special forces are so effective. You know, the Rangers, the Recon, and the Green Berets, because they work in small units. And, you know, some of these big, great companies, after you get so big, you kind of lose your purpose. You kind of lose your way. And we've seen that throughout history. These big companies just don't get it. You see the airlines now, how they're treating some of their customers and stuff, you know.
Well, they think they're bigger than what they're doing. I mean, let's be honest about it. We're paying you to provide us transportation. It's pretty much that simple.
Exactly. Now that the word too big to fail, nobody should ever be too big to fail. If you screw up, you deserve to fail, you know.
Well, there was a point in time when I think that, you know, there was a thing called monopoly.
Yeah.
That you could create a monopoly. And now, you know, I hardly ever hear anybody talk about that anymore. You know, I don't know if there's just been so much lobbying going on that has fought against that, and the money has gotten so great mm-hmm. that you never hear about monopolies anymore. You know, they broke up the telephone companies back in 86 or 87 or 88 because it was a monopoly. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you can quickly get too big for your pants. That's why it's great to hear these types of stories, the reality behind these stories. Heroes Vodka is a product that how do folks go get this? Tell us, you know, in the last 2 minutes here, tell us, how do we get this product?
Well, first of all, go to heroesvodka.com, and there's a distribution thing, a map showing where we're at. And you just ask your local bars and restaurants to carry that. And if you want to email us at heroesvodka.com, we can probably help you with that. Because if you're in New York, Opeachy is our distributor. But if you're ever at the Freedom Tower in New York City, the new World Trade Center there, they have it up in that bar, which I'd love for people to go up there and take pictures of it and send it to us. We really like that. But in Tennessee, Lippman Brothers is our distributor. You can get it in a lot of places here in Tennessee because this is our headquarters. But we're growing and growing. The more people ask for it, the bigger we can get. And like I want to show people, I'm a real person. That's not just a lot of these companies out here. You see a label on a bottle. I think me and Tito Beverage are about the only two in the vodka market that are real people behind this. The rest of them are just big companies that threw something up with some kind of lifestyle image that, like Kettle One says, gentlemen, this is your vodka. Our tagline is America, this is your vodka, because this is what it's about.
Folks, this is a gentleman that has protected our president, fought in our wars, lost his friends in our wars, has created a company as early as 4 years ago, if I remember correctly, 2009. Is that,
yeah, 2009, we didn't go into production. 11-11-11 is when the first bottles ran, which is Veterans Day, which only happens once in a century.
So who has, I guess that would be 6 years old then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a six-year-old company here who's grassroots walking his feet off to get this product out to help his brothers who have lost their lives.
And sisters.
Brothers, I do need to say that. Brothers and sisters. But brothers and sisters in war. And the percentages that he's giving back and the causes in which he's doing so are so inspiring. And I proud that you were here today. I feel it an honor that you were here today.
Thank you.
And I want everybody that's listening to this podcast right now, listening to this radio show right now, go out and buy this product, request this product. So
thank you.
This drink's for you, brother. Thank you for all that you've done.
All right,
this
cheers.
Is the Scott Lomas Show. Catch you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.